Can't afford anything anymore. Trying to get myself a university degree, but I'm just getting poor. So about 6 months ago, I had money in the bank. If a dollar were a drop of gasoline, I'd be running on an empty tank. I can't afford these happy times.
Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters. This is Background Briefing. And joining us now is David Halperin, a senior fellow at Republic Report. He was previously founding director of Campus Progress and senior vice president at the Center for American Progress, senior policy advisor for Howard Dean's presidential campaign, founding executive director of the American Constitution Society, White House speechwriter and special assistant for national security affairs to President Clinton and counsel to the Senate Intelligence Committee. He has a new article at republicreport.org. It's an exclusive. Washington Post's Kaplan and other for-profit colleges joined ALEC, the controversial special interest lobby. Welcome to Background Briefing, David Halperin.
Thank you, Ian. The show's almost over by the time you read all my resume.
Well, I'm actually impressed. I had no idea that you had a background in national security, which is pretty much my beat for this radio show. But we're talking about for-profit colleges because they are so egregious and such an example of what is wrong with Washington. It's a bipartisan scandal, the idea that federal tax dollars are being siphoned, sent to these people who hold up a shingle, get these poor kids, a lot of them are vets coming in on the GI Bill, give them a worthless education, get them saddled with debts for life, and all on the public dime. And of course, they spend an awful lot of the public dime promoting themselves. All of our listeners have surely seen advertisements on television for all of these new for-profit colleges that keep popping up. Well, talk about run out of time. You better stop me, David, and start speaking.
Well, I mean, I agree with everything you said. I mean, I would say there are some good programs in the for-profit college sector. There are bad programs in the nonprofit and public sectors, but a lot of the problems are with the for-profits, tend to have the highest prices, or some of the highest prices, the lowest graduation rates, the highest dropout rates, and lots of deceptive recruiting. Senator Kay Hagan from North Carolina just had a piece in the paper today where she talks about how veterans are, you know, people sneak on military bases, not supposed to be there, and recruit people, injured, wounded veterans who don't even know what they've been hit with. And they're suddenly signed up for classes because the sales pitch was so smooth or so manipulative. And then they get into programs that they can't afford to be in that don't do them any good. They end up with lots of debt. And some of these students, even if they do complete the course, it turns out that it doesn't actually train them for the job they thought they were promised it would train them for, or it does train them for it, but the price was so high that they get the job that they dreamed of, and they still can't pay back their loans because the job, in fact, is not a high-paying job in the restaurant industry or something else, but the tuition was as if they'd gone to USC.
Well, of course, the president's been barnstorming around the country, and it was yesterday in Iowa speaking to college students about this, not so much the student for-profit college racket, but the idea that the Republicans are going to double student loans starting in July, which it looks as if they're going to back away from that, right? I think Boehner recognized the political damage there if he followed the Ryan proposal. What do you expect to happen tomorrow in the House? And next week in the Senate, they're going to take it up.
I don't know. I mean, the problem is, I mean, everyone seemed to suddenly agree that doubling the interest rate from 3.4 to
up to 6.8, right? Yeah.
Sorry, to make the interest rate go back up to 6.8, it had been cut down to 3.4 in 2007, would be a huge burden on families. We're approaching $1 trillion of student debt in this country. Average student graduates with $25,000 worth of student debt, and many have much more. So after President Obama proposed this, Fox News commentators and other people jumped on it and said it was a waste, but I think Mitt Romney realized, and then Boehner, that you don't want to associate yourself with something that would be so harmful to the middle class and to people aspiring to do something and get ahead in this economy. So now the fight is about, well, where are the savings going to come from? And we're back to a familiar story. The Democrats say it should come from making the wealthier people pay a little bit more, pay their fair share. Boehner is suggesting that we cut from health care for average Americans. So that's the fight we're going to have now.
So the exclusive that you've broken here, David Halpin, at republicreport.org, on the Washington Post, Kaplan, and other for-profits being a part of ALEC, the controversial special interest lobby group that I've been covering for some time, but it got sort of smoked out during the Trayvon Martin case that still is ongoing, having pushed that so-called model law of stand your ground around the country. But they've done so much more than that, and they've been going on for some time. And I guess it's not a surprise that they're pushing this piece of flagrant corporate welfare, which is the for-profit college industry. Just an example of some of the, you know, the Washington Post company, which owns Kaplan, it's under investigation by at least four states' attorney generals, where 68% of college students drop out before graduating. And the previous CEO received a $76 million compensation package when he left. That's your money, taxpayers, we're talking about here. Bridgeport Education, under investigation by at least six states' attorney generals in 2009, spent more than $2,000 per student on recruiting and only $700 per student on instruction. And it has an 84% dropout rate. Corinthian College, under investigation by at least six states' attorney generals, with a 66.5% dropout rate. And so it goes. I mean, and what protects these people on Capitol Hill is their lobbying group called the APSCU, hiring expensive lobbyists like Senator Trent Lott. Let's talk about the APSCU.
Well, they lobby on behalf of most of the big for-profit colleges, but the for-profit colleges then also feel that's not enough, and they hire other lobbyists. I know many lobbyists since I worked in the Clinton administration, people who went into that business, and since I've been in Washington a long time. These are nice people, but they've all taken money to represent a terrible position, taking your tax dollars and using them to systematically ruin the lives of people who are struggling, get taken in by this deceptive recruiting, and sign up for these programs that do them no good. And when they got caught, that's the real scandal here, right? And we've talked about this before. They did a terrible thing. They're doing a terrible thing to people out in the field. When they got caught, they could have said, okay, we'll change our business model. We'll reform. We'd still like to make money. We'd still like to be in the education business, and we'll try and do it in a way that isn't so destructive. Instead, they hired all these lobbyists with our money, because their money comes from taxpayers. And although there was a law that said you cannot use taxpayer money to pay for your lobbyists, money is fungible, so there was really no problem. So they've hired all these lobbyists, and they get 90% of their money, many of them, from the federal government. The lobbyists come in and say, oh, what they're doing is just fine. And they co-opt people, they co-opt nonprofit organizations, and they basically fought to a draw or maybe won a little bit and beat back this regulation that President Obama proposed to try to say, if two-thirds of your students can't pay back their loans, maybe you shouldn't be in this business anymore. And they pushed back on that, and now the rule's a little bit weaker. But I think what happened in the course of all this debate and your show and so many other people in the media focusing on this is that more potential students and more citizens became aware of the extent to which this is a scam. So I think ultimately they will have to clean up their business model or they'll have to go away. But they are trying things like joining the American Legislative Exchange Council, which, as you mentioned, is doing all kinds of other terrible things in other areas like the voter ID law, the Stand Your Ground law, and lots of other special interest lobbying. And they think, well, this is another way we can get at the table and try to have an impact on states, because states are starting to say, too, in addition to federal, in addition to people like Senator Harkin and Senator Hagan in Washington, the states are starting to say, our students are getting ripped off. We need to do something about this.
And this group, APSCU, that we're talking about, its members include DeVry, ITT, ATI, Education Management Corporation, Career Education Corp., and Mitt Romney's favorite, Full Sail University. Tell me about that.
Okay, well, this was a New York Times story, and I actually was in it, and I talked to the reporter and got quoted. Because what Mitt Romney was saying in New Hampshire and Iowa back in December was, you know, they'd ask about higher education. He'd say, well, there's a wonderful school in Florida called Full Sail University. It's a wonderful place. Well, some of their programs have a 14% graduation rate. They have, at best, a mixed record of success. They're very expensive schools. Some people there do get good opportunity, good training, get jobs, but it's so expensive it cannot be the model for a future of education in the United States. So was Romney just sort of gullible? He kept saying he likes the free market. Well, this, again, not a free market program. 90% of the money for these schools comes from federal financial aid, so it's really more a government program. But then it got worse when we found out that the CEO of Full Sail University and the CEO of the company that owns Full Sail University gave money to Mitt Romney's campaign, and then they actually gave tens of thousands, maybe over $100,000, I'm sure by now more than that, to the super PAC that supports Mitt Romney. So it shows the kind of capitalism that Mitt Romney is talking about. It's a kind of crony capitalism. You give me money for my campaign, then I announce that you're the future of education. So I've started calling Mitt Romney. It hasn't caught on yet. If George Bush said he wanted to be George Bush Sr., the education president, I think Mitt Romney is trying to wear the crown of the for-profit education president. And unfortunately, for-profit education also often has much more to do with profit than it has to do with education.
And Mitt Romney was speaking very early in the campaign in New Hampshire to students who asked him questions about the burdens that they were enduring and facing in terms of student loans. And then he basically said, you know, isn't it wonderful that the marketplace, you can shop around and get all these great deals.
Right.
Well, it's just absolutely, because he lies with such alacrity. He's almost sociopathic. That guy scares me, frankly. I mean, it's unbelievable. Everything that he says is almost a lie. And his first commercials that he came out with in his first campaign in Iowa were totally dishonest, where he put John McCain's words in President Obama's mouth. And yet here he is, the exemplar of a decent family, Christian values. So go figure. But anyway, I'm getting off the track here a little
bit. Well, and I'll tell you something else beyond this crony capitalism theme. His son is in a business, Solomir Partners. We've written about this on Republic Report. You can check these stories out. His son, Tag, that invests in gives people an opportunity to invest in companies, including ones that own other sort of destructive for-profit colleges. And the money for Solomir Capital, the seed money to start it, came from Mitt Romney. So he himself is financially linked to these for-profit schools. And so if you elect him, you're basically electing a corporation to be president of the United States. And so if you like that kind of thing, I mean, Republic Report is a nonpartisan organization, and we've actually attacked President Obama and said he was sellout of the week one week because he seemed to be giving up on campaign finance reform and embracing his super PAC and everything else. But we do not like it when people of either party are basically buying into a corrupt system where lobbyists own candidates and candidates do favors for lobbyists. That's not the country that we want to live in.
Again, I'm speaking with David Halpern, senior fellow at Republic Report, where he has a exclusive Washington Post, Kaplan, and other for-profit colleges joined ALEC. The APSCU, the trade group that is the umbrella for lobbying and having these conferences for this group of the for-profit college industry, which gets $32 billion in student aid of your tax dollars every year. They're holding their next convention in June the 22nd at the Mandalay Bay Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. And who should be the keynote speaker? None other than George W. Bush will be speaking. Of course, he basically opened the vault to these people and threw away the keys, didn't he, in his 10 years?
Yes, they decided during the Bush administration that they were not going to heavily enforce rules that prohibited paying for-profit college recruiters sort of by the pound for how many people that they were able to recruit. They said the penalties would be a slap on the wrist. The person who wrote that memo was the Deputy Secretary of Defense of Education for President Bush, who approved the memo, is now Mitt Romney's top education advisor. So President Bush is going to go to this conference, and he should be, you know, sort of recognized as the father, as you say, of the very permissive, you know, flood of waste, fraud, and abuse that's happened with your tax dollars with respect to for-profit colleges. I was somewhat disappointed to read that Michelle Rhee, who was the former Chancellor of the public schools in Washington, D.C., and a very well-known sort of education reform figure in this country, is also speaking at that. She's supposed to be for fighting against failing schools, and she's speaking to a room of failing schools when she goes to that convention. And I think, you know, the fact that she's speaking doesn't, you know, constitute an endorsement of the entire industry, but I don't think that people who really believe in educating our children should be at that thing, because it is people, it is corporate executives masquerading, in a sense, as education officials. They're not concerned with the welfare of their students. They're mostly concerned with the welfare of their fellow executives, I think. If they really cared about their students, they'd spend more money in education, less money on recruiting, and they wouldn't spend and less money on lobbying to fight efforts for accountability. It's remarkable that APSCU, the trade association that you mentioned of for-profit colleges, is against rules that hold schools accountable, because what they're saying is we're going to be fighting for the worst actors in our sector, not for the best, because if there were serious rules, those would favor the schools that were ethical and that were actually helping students.
Well, I must say that I watched Arne Duncan, the education secretary, last night on Rachel Maddow, and he was less than inspiring. She finally asked about this for-profit racket, and he said, oh, there's some good actors, and, you know, they're not all bad. He doesn't seem to be on the case here. This is money that he is actually, he's writing the checks, isn't he?
He is writing the checks, and he hasn't been, I mean, he did push, you know, a fairly strong rule, and he was part of the process where the rule was weakened. I don't know exactly who made the final decision about that. He's done some good things, for sure, but he doesn't, given that we should feel moral outrage about this very arrogant industry that we are paying for, that act like barons, you know, at least Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates, you know, there may have been some antitrust and privacy violations along the way, but they made their money in the marketplace. For-profit colleges make their money through taxpayers and lobbying and deception. And so these people, the Secretary of Education, the President, they should feel outraged that this is happening with our dollar. And the Congress, by the way, in the House of Representatives, there was recently in February a vote again on whether you're going to hold these schools more accountable. In fact, it was a vote to say to hold them less accountable. Every single Republican member of the House of Representatives and a good chunk of the Democrats voted with the for-profit colleges. The Republican Party is supposed to stand for limited government and honest government and not having waste, fraud, and abuse at taxpayer expense. You've seen John Stossel or Jerry Willis on Fox News. They talk about these things. And yet, every single Republican voted to say that we'd rather stand with bad actors in the for-profit college industry than try to channel the money towards ethical or responsible actors and the ones who are actually helping students. It's just remarkable what a racket this is and the way so many politicians have just decided that in exchange for not even that much money, but a, you know, modest amount of campaign cash from these schools, which again is coming from us, the taxpayer, because that's where, what they're creatures of, that they'll vote for these schools regardless of the facts. It's shocking. I mean, I must say, I left my job running Campus Progress, working with young people, but the one piece of it that I've retained, I'm doing a lot of other things, is working on this issue because I just felt as a parent, as a taxpayer, and as a citizen of this country, that it was just deeply, deeply offensive to me that this stuff was going on in our name and with our money. And you know, most of all, I mean, as I feel for the taxpayers for this big thing, but most of all, it's the students. And I was on the phone with the CEO of Kaplan, interviewing him for a piece I wrote a while ago, and he said, well, you know, you say that we lobby. Well, you've been lobbied, too. I said, yes, the people who came to lobby me were students whose lives were ruined. And then I took them up, we went up to Capitol Hill and lobbied with them, and they told their stories. The students were absolutely, you know, cynically brought into these schools, misled, and ripped off, and then abandoned, and they owe money, and they got nothing out of it. And the other people we brought were former employees of these companies who, when they spoke up and said, there's dishonesty here, we're lying to students, we're lying to the government, were fired. This is, you know, this should not be happening in a world where we have media and we have communication. The facts ought to predominate and prevail rather than that lies continue to carry the day. And on for-profit colleges, we're not there yet.
Well, just in closing, David Halperin, the Apollo Group, which owns the University of Phoenix, they're being investigated by the Security and Exchange Commission. They're a Wall Street operation. We already established, and the president mentioned this yesterday, talking to a bunch of students in Iowa, that the college debt or the student loan debt now is $1 trillion, exceeding credit card debt in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We know that this business is being financialized, if that's the right word, on Wall Street. And many people have suggested that the student loan racket will become the next subprime racket. Can you explain how that could come to be?
It's just a lot of debt and a lot of people who can't afford to pay it back, and too many people who borrowed, just like people who borrowed on a house they couldn't afford and then couldn't pay back and were left underwater. Same thing. People owe all this money for their education, can't afford to pay it back. And in this case, again, the taxpayer would be left holding the bag. I'll tell you that Gene Sperling, who is the head of the National Economic Council in the White House, former colleague of mine, and a really great person who really cares about our economy, is really the one who's most forcefully made the case that there is a strong parallel between the subprime housing crisis and the education bubble, which is, you know, led by the for-profit colleges. I'll give you one more statistic as we, you know, to close this out. For-profit colleges have 12% of U.S. college students. They get 25% of the federal financial aid, grants, and loans, and they are responsible for 46% of the loan defaults. So 12% of the students and nearly half of all the loan defaults. So it is for-profit colleges that's really driving this student debt crisis, and that's why they deserve the label of subprime colleges.
But they're popping up all the time. I see new ones on television advertising. I've never heard of them. They've come out of nowhere. So this is a business that's on the run. I mean, in other words, the bubble is being inflated.
Well, I don't know. I mean, as a result of the debate in the last year, you've seen some of the stocks go down. Some of them have gone up. And, you know, certainly like everything else in the market, it's not that rational, and there are other factors besides rationality and facts that determine the share prices. But, yes, people are still starting. Well, maybe you and I should start one. We can make some quick money. You know, Masters University sounds like a good name.
Hey.
And bring in the students, get the money, and you know, worry about the consequences later because you get paid up front.
Well, just in closing, I understand there's a lot of talk about the senator from Maine quitting because of she was sick of the lack of bipartisanship. Her husband runs up some big for-profit college operations being investigated. Isn't that the case?
That's correct. He is the chairman, former Governor McKernan of, I'm afraid I'm going to say the wrong one, but I believe it's Education Management Corporation, EDMC. And I don't know why she quit, but I do, I don't always think that people should be charged with the crimes of the person that they're married to or have be forced to recuse themselves from everything because of who they're married to. But I do think that company has a lot to answer for in terms of the way it's misled people. And there's the federal government has joined the lawsuit against them. I hope I have there's so many companies. I hope I have the facts right. If I don't, I apologize. But I believe that's all correct. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, Senator Snowe, maybe if she, you know, wants to do something productive, maybe she should become an advocate now for America's students and especially the ones who've been facing mistreatment by for-profit colleges.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us here today, David Halperin.
Well, thank you for having me, and I appreciate it.
Again, I've been speaking with David Halperin, a senior fellow at Republic Report. He was previously founding director of Campus Progress and senior vice president at the Center for American Progress, senior policy advisor for Howard Dean's presidential campaign, founding executive director of the American Constitution Society, White House speechwriter and special assistant for national security affairs to President Clinton, and counsel to the Senate Intelligence Committee. He has a new article at Republic Report, an exclusive Washington Post Kaplan and other for-profit colleges joined ALEC. We're going to take a brief station break and we'll be back talking with the organizer of the Stand Up for Main Street, a political comedy benefit for Public Citizen.